This is Digital Day for EAA Radio here in the EAA Innovation Center, and I'm joined by
Shai Goitein
and
Harold Chizik.
And you guys have a very unique aviation product, I see.
Yep.
The PowerUp 3.0?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
Okay, so first of all, this product is a smartphone-controlled paper airplane, so essentially taking that famous paper airplane that you make on your own, handmade, and connecting Bluetooth technology to it. You can fully control it, fly up to 10 minutes with a fully controllable flight, and it's actually the first powered and controlled paper airplane in the world.
That's a record unto itself. Where did you get the idea for this?
Well, this idea was like the perfect Eureka idea, perfect Eureka moment idea about 7, 8 years ago. And I always liked making things that fly. And I just fiddled around as a designer with the electrical components and materials. And the idea just came to me, hey, this is an interesting idea to explore. I made some prototypes like any designer, and I had some really interesting ideation with friends that work in the industry of aeronautics. And this idea came to me, and we tested it very quickly. I was able to make it fly, to make it work. The Bluetooth idea came in last year when Bluetooth Smart actually is starting to be introduced into the market. And now you can actually control using Bluetooth, you control a paper airplane with your smartphone, easily.
There's nothing you can't do with a smartphone these days.
Yeah.
Now, I saw your Kickstarter project, and apparently you've way exceeded your wildest expectations.
Yes.
What does that feel like? There's got to be a bit of trepidation along with that.
Yeah, so it's overwhelming. We're still in the end of the process of the Kickstarter. We still have 5,000 orders to finish shipping. But yeah, it's amazing. It's great. I'm meeting a lot of my backers, and it's every time, every backer is a great supporter, and they give the love back to me, and it's really great. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, let's talk about flying the airplane itself. What controls do you have? I mean, it looks like you don't really have elevator or aileron per se. How does it actually work?
So when I designed the PowerUp, I actually, as an industrial designer, I thought a lot about the usability of the product. And my initial idea was it needs to take about 1 second to clip on this module to the airplane. You don't need any fancy ailerons and elevators, etc. Just taking a great paper airplane that flies well on its own, clip it on, and it'll fly. So essentially, the module itself has a propeller. You can control the thrust and the rudder. You control proportionally control right and left, and that's all you need. Once you add thrust, the thrust will cause the airplane to go up. You know, changing the angle of attack, will go up. You reduce the thrust, the airplane will glide down. Tilting the phone right and left will move the rudder right and left. And the rudder is in a way performing like an aileron as well. So you can actually get quite amazing maneuvers with this aircraft. And most paper airplanes actually have a delta wing, so they fly in a way like a jet airplane. They're very fast, and they maneuver really surprisingly amazing.
Now, you said a word there. You said proportional. The rudder is truly proportional control.
Yeah,
it's not full left, full right.
No, it's truly proportional, and we actually have some really interesting technology in here. So when you add thrust, we actually have automatic rudder correction. So the more thrust you add, the rudder kicks in and corrects the torque to get the straight flight. And also, when you want to go into a bank, it automatically adds some thrust. And we have all of these elements are integrated into a beginner mode and advanced mode. So if you're a beginner flyer, you know, we're giving you a limited kind of range, so you won't crash into the ground very quickly. And afterwards, when you feel comfortable, you get the full range of flight and control. You can do much more tight turns and rolls.
So not only have you got the ability to remote control, but you've actually built intelligence into it.
Oh, yeah. We call it that. It's a smartphone control, so it's smart.
Smart airplane.
Yeah.
That is now.
Smart paper airplane.
Yeah, smart paper airplane. If you wreck the airplane, as long as the module survives, you're good. Go again. And how many different variations of paper airplanes have you seen it flown on?
Well, the interesting thing is, I mean, I always promoted that you can make any airplane practically as long as you have the center crease, which most paper airplanes do have. But it's so addictive that I usually just stick to one or two models, and I just around those models you can make a lot of things. You can make larger, smaller wings, you know, put the wingtips, all these things. Of course, you can print on the paper any design that you want. It really is it's a kind of a creative platform for innovation, for making your own airplane. And the paper airplane takes between 30 seconds to a minute to fold. It's a very simple...
So crash recovery is very quick.
For me, I did it in 15 seconds already.
Yeah, you've done enough of them.
Yeah.
So do you furnish like a template that I can print out and fold up?
Yeah, so we have a few templates that we recommend to start to use, and they're very easy to fold. And they're, you know, tested, and after you get the hang of it, you get the idea. You can make your own designs. We also have with the product, we have a guidebook, and we're putting there much more than a regular user guide. It's actually giving you some knowledge how to perfect and create your own designs. Really understand the in-depth aerodynamics behind the paper airplanes. And paper airplanes have also quite sophisticated aerodynamics.
Well, you know, to get to the back to the front of English class, yeah, you got to have a good, pretty good design there.
Yeah.
Now, you've been at this for 7 to 8 years, so there's no such thing as overnight success, is there?
Well, this I didn't work on this 8 years for the entire time. This was the kind of a garage project initially. I worked as a professional industrial designer in a corporate company, and I just made it as a toy for myself to play with. And after I realized that it's really cool and interesting, I decided, I need to share this. And I, as a designer, since I understand something in commercialization of products, I started making this actual design process and trying to see if it's interesting and trying to sell it. And of course, the Kickstarter was a great platform to really make it happen. The third creeper, no.
How many backers do you have so far? Did I read like 12,000?
No, 21.
21,000. That's incredible. You've really hit the nerve there. You got the gosh project, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, it was quite overwhelming.
Okay, now, can we put LEDs on and fly it at night?
Yes, I mean, we're thinking of that, actually.
There you go.
Why not? I mean, actually, flying at night is great because usually the wind is very calm.
Right.
So it's a good idea.
There you go. TSA is going to be knocking on your door. Well, I want to thank you very much, gentlemen. And Kickstarter project, Power Up 3.0, is that what it's called?
Right, that's right.
And that's how we find it on the web?
Power Up 3.0.
PowerUpToys.com.
Yep.
Very good, very good. Thank you very much. I want to see this thing fly.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, okay. This is Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.